Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Last night, Tigers with a win over the Indians as they pretty much decided that game early. And Trevor Bauer just had one of those nights, Tito, and he's gotten off to kind of a rocky start here. Anything you can pinpoint?
You know, I do think his stuff is fine. I think he works himself into, you know, where there's so many deep counts. And, you know, you hear Mickey talk all the time about working ahead and how important, you know, 0-0-1-1, you know, where it changes the count. Trevor gets himself into a lot of three-ball counts, and he has to make the perfect pitch. Sometimes he does, but when he doesn't, he really pays for it. And that's probably the biggest thing. I mean, you look at his hits per inning, strikeouts, walks aren't terrible, but he's given up a lot of damage. And I think it's because he kind of gets himself boxed in where, you know, major league hitters see all his pitches, and then if he isn't perfect, he really pays a price.
Well, we've always heard in the game of baseball for most pitchers, there have been a few exceptions, you have to work ahead in the count. Terry, what is the big deal about a count being 1-0 as compared to 0-1?
Well, I think, you know, when the count goes 1-0, I think the better hitters, you know, they'll start eliminating pitches. They're looking for pitches they can drive. So that means a lot of times you lay it off the breaking ball. When you get 0-1, you get a little more protective, and a so-so breaking ball appears better because you're ahead in the count and they have to give a little bit. Just it kind of goes hand in hand. Just I think you take away a lot of the authority of hitters when you work ahead. I mean, the numbers prove it out. It's amazing when you can flip-flop ahead and behind, the difference in the damage that gets done.
Well, you had to make a change here today. Austin Jackson hurt his foot last night running?
He hurt his toe, and he had done it last year. And that preempted when he hurt his knee. So I think there was some concern, obviously, on his part when it happened. We waited today for him to go out in the field and move around a little bit. He was okay. Since the disabled list is now a 10-day, I think that helps the decision because he may not have been available for 3 or 4 days, and then we don't know. So we DL'd him. We brought up Sean Armstrong just to help our bullpen a little bit just in case. Don't want to – that's the one thing where, you know, if a position player goes down, you could play a guy out of position. It's not perfect, but you can do it. If you get your bullpen backed up, it takes you a few days or a week to catch up, and that's no good.
Well, tonight you have a guy that you would hope would give you length, but you never know in this goofy game. But Corey Kluber has pitched very well here, especially recently for the Indians. And, Tito, a couple of things come to mind. It seems like, and correct me if I'm wrong because I've been wrong a lot, but it seems like he's throwing in a lot more, and he also seems to use his changeup a little bit more.
I agree with both those things. I think as you get some years under your belt, you know, you work on pitches, you try to figure out, okay, what can help me, what can make it a little easier to get through some lineups. He is using his changeup better. He is throwing in against right-handers better. I think it's opening up the plate a little bit more. I think it's just an evolution of especially good pitchers, you know, getting better.
Can you imagine a hitter going, what? He's doing that? He's getting better? Because for most hitters, Corey Kluber is a guy where you don't mind a night off.
No, and I think he's earned that kind of that reputation. You know, he's put together now 3 pretty good years, and he's you know, in our game, consistency and reliability are such big words, and he certainly embodies those.
What is it about Justin Verlander? The old Jim Leland line when he talked about Tim Wakefield. Well, he's never mediocre. It just seems like against the Indians, you've either hit him a ton or he's been dominant.
Well, we faced him a lot. His stuff is good. Great competitor. We've had some good nights against him where we've really made him work. We've broke through and got some runs. But like all great pitchers, he's going to have his way sometimes. That's just, I mean, he's really good. You don't go through a career like he's had, and you're not going to rough somebody up every time you face him.
But at least the Tigers can't accuse you of stealing signs tonight, right? We're in Detroit.
Well, yeah, you never know. But, I mean, I have a feeling the game will come down to whether we hit him or not, not sign stealing.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Tribe and Tigers coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.